Blog Talk Radio.
Good gracious alive, y'all. What's up? Hey, I know that's right, y'all. I like that, don't you? I know that's right. Welcome to WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, our digital broadcast on our digital 1430. Y'all are listening to Daniel D, young black man on the violinist, and we are talking today. Man, this stuff is getting deep. Child survivor of domestic violence, Pain to Purpose guest, Ms. Venice Miller, who's an RN, BSN. She got a lot of letters, y'all. But then we have our founder, Ms. Shonda Roberts, on, and she down there doing her thing in Miami. I know it's hot down there, boy. I know y'all laughed about the snow that we had up here. I was trying to get... Ooh, what happened? Y'all got cold.
It's cold.
What's cold?
Well, you know,
y'all?
Anything past 60 is cold for us. Anything below.
Oh, boy, they would sure up around this joint. So what? I appreciate the time today. It's been one of those things. Hey, so please tell everybody about Pain to Purpose today.
Good evening, everyone. Pain to Purpose is my baby. It was created. December 2015, it was originally created to just offer support and encouragement to women living in shelters. We are fighting against domestic violence. We are trying to get the word out about the dangers of domestic violence. And it has grown into us going to different venues and conferences and being on panels, talking to our children, talking to youth groups and community, in summer camps, about teenage dating and healthy relationships and red flags. And we also have a workshop called hashtag exit plan. So it has grown and it's still growing. My focus next year will be to be in the schools more. I'm going to be talking more to our young men. I have three engagements coming up, talking to football players, some teams, and also the juvenile detention center, because they need to know also the dangers of domestic violence and also the consequences of domestic violence and the charges that they can occur that when they have these situations going on. So, yeah, Pain and Purpose has been really busy, and we have a whole lot of work to do because it seems like it's a never-ending battle.
Yes, it's been a journey. I mean, you are a survivor yourself, so you just didn't jump out here doing this. You have a story that you told last week, and just tell our newer listeners about your story. I'm gonna let you have the podium for a minute while I go get me a glass of wine, honey. I'm gonna ram me.
Pour me one too. I just can't have it right now.
They done ran the wheel out of a sister. Y'all just don't get it, but that's all right.
Well, you made me to put the glass down and get the whole bottle.
Nah, because my mama think I'm alcoholic. I think you're an alcoholic. Mama had a glass of wine.
Well, you just need to watch that.
Anyway. Nah, but more serious. Is your guest coming tonight? Is your guest coming up? Who are your guests there?
She is. I'm waiting on her to chime to come in, but she is. She's coming.
Okay.
I'm not sure what time.
I ain't got that much time tonight.
I just know her
didn't work there. Yeah, man. It's a shame. I used to think, man, I thought we were out behind each other. He was like, Karima, do you think Miami is that far? I'm like, oh, okay. My bad.
And when you texted me today, I'm like,
smoking, I know. I'm telling you. Everybody don't believe this. I have been chasing the end of the year, right? And that heifer has been trying to get it, and I've been running that heifer down. Yeah, I don't know about some people, but like I told you earlier, I have no intentions on waiting till next year. This is like giving birth. This bastard coming up out of me this year. I'm not waiting till next year. My new year's next year. We may not even see next year. You better get it while you can, baby.
Come on now.
I'm like trying to tell you, you better get it while you can. You can't mess up on this one. So you better put
it
down while you can. So a second ain't promised to you. So that's why I say I'm chasing the end of the year. I'm gonna catch that. I done caught up with her too. She about to lose her mind. And I'm like, I'm gonna get you. I got her too. She all hauled tied and everything. So we about to give birth to this thing. We giving birth to this domestic violence thing, Pain to Purpose, the Me Too movement. The violence between and transgender communities where they're killing transients. This domestic violence is huge. It's a society disease, and it goes further than just women. It goes toward children. It goes toward, you know, women and boys and girls. And you just have sick people out there that need an extra consideration in terms of getting their asses whooped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think just like you were talking about your ex husband or what, you know, that gentleman, well, you know, that brother, when he walked up on your now husband, he had shit to say. He went the other way. See, and that's what I think. I think people who do domestic violence, they get the hell on, they cowards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they run their mouths to the weak. And that's like Madea said, you get you some hot grits in a steel pan, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't have. I know you didn't have to do that, but you go ahead and tell your story, please. Don't mind me.
No,
man.
I didn't.
Don't mind me, man.
My story started as a young child, 15. You know, around that time, you're finding yourself and trying to figure out who you are and thinking you know everything, and no one could tell you anything. I met a dude that was older than me and promised to basically give me the world and give me everything that I thought I wanted, thought I needed, everything that I asked for, and then some. Like, he bought my first car. He bought my, you know, first everything I've had. He did that for me. So, of course, I thought that was love. But that was just the beginning of control and the beginning of my 9 years of abuse. And I often, you know, tell people that I left him several times. When they say the statistics that will leave, or a victim will leave their abuser 7 times before they actually leave for good. And I probably left 7+7 times, because I've left him several times, and he always found me and either forced me back, come, whatever his tactic was at that, but he started abusing me. I tried to commit suicide around, I can't remember the date, y'all, because my head was a target, so I've been on medication for a few years now. So around date, probably around 17, I believe it was, I tried to commit suicide because I could not understand why he was abusing me for so long, and what did I do, and why do I keep doing it, and how can I make him stop? And that was my biggest, that was my way of getting out of the situation, which I thank God I failed at. After that, I married him at 19 out of fear. He promised never to hit me again, of course, as he did so many times before. I think maybe a week after we got married, he was beating on me again. This went on for years on top of years. I found out later in our relationship that he was on drugs. He was, when I was sleeping at night, I would wake up and see him getting high. And it was at those moments when he was the calmest, or I guess I would say the sweetest, because he was calm at that time. But then when he comes down from off his high, he turns back into this monster. And I won't say that, you know, all the time that he was constantly, they fool you, you know. It's not 24/7 that they are walking around grumpy and fussing and cussing and beating on you. It's not like that. They're very manipulative, and they're very sweet and loving and kind for a moment until they, you know, bring your guard back down, and then they come back out with hitting on, abusing you again for whatever reason. So, you know, it's a situation where you think everything is okay, and we're going to work it out, and we're going to figure it out, everything's going to be okay, and then the next minute he's beating on you again. So that situation lasted up until I was like 23, and I left him. My hashtag exit plan was birthed from my situation and leaving him. And what I did was started moving things out of the house slowly. When he was at work, I would just take things away until eventually I just took my last item away, and I never went back. And I basically had to hide in plain sight at a only. I put limo tents on my car so he wouldn't know what kind of car I had, because I ended up getting another car. I ended up putting tents on it. I went to work, got on the bus, got back in my car, went back in the house, and that's how I did that for a few months until I got my own place. And then when I got my own place, I started dating my now husband of 15 years. And yeah, pretty much he ran up. He found us, found where I was living, walked up on us, and, you know, he ran into my husband, and he had to get up out of there, and that was the last time I ever had problems with him.
I told you he was. I saw him on my Facebook page, and I said, "Ooh, he was big. He was like bigger than the picture." I said, "Good God Almighty!" I ain't saying he was fat, y'all. He was just a big dude, and he is a big dude. I seen y'all at y'all little date and stuff. Ain't nobody finna just walk up on him and be like, "Yeah, okay, toodaloo."
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, man. And that's the thing, you know. I like that whole situation where you basically have told other ladies that there are good guys out there. There are good people out there. So just don't push people away, because you could have missed your blessings by, you know, pushing him away. Because a lot of times, you know, women do not. After coming out of that, they go within themselves and don't let nobody else get close, you know.
Right.
And so this is one of the things that I think is important to talk about in this part of the show. And let me just do this real quick. I just seen the new page that you put up. But if anybody is on Facebook looking at this, is listening, when I saw this picture on my Instagram page, I was just outdone. I really thought somebody had did this to you. And so I just was like, "Ooh, I got to call these people," you know. And that picture really has drawn a lot of attention. Don't you think so?
Yes, it has.
It's actually a shocker, so to speak. It shocks your attention. It gives you that uh-oh. But like
right.
You were saying,
I first posted that, people calling me. Girl, I thought something was wrong. They said it took them a minute to realize that it wasn't real, and I almost wanted to look like. Yes, I want to look like I was abused, but also that I was like a step away from death, because a lot of times when I was being abused, I thought I was going to die, and he did not hit my face at all. If he hit my face, because he hit it by accident. He always hit my head. My head was his target, and he would tell me to put my head down or turn my face or whatever, because he didn't want to hit my head, because he didn't want people to know what he was doing to me. And he didn't want me walking around him. In his words, "I can't walk around him looking any kind of way." So I couldn't walk around him bruised and beat up. So he always hit me in my head. So I wanted that picture to look like, and any one of those blows could have killed me, Karima. I thank God I'm still here. I don't know what I did to deserve to still be here. But any one of those blows, he hit me in my head with not only his fist, with a telephone, with anything he could find at the moment, he hit me in the head with it. Remember those old ceramic telephones with a heavy bottom from back in the day? You had to push the numbers to dial it, the house phone. He hit me one of those in the car he was driving. He reached in the backseat and just hit me in the head. It kept hitting me until I was at the bottom of the passenger seat on the ground, on the floor of the car, while he was driving. And,
how
you know,
do you forgive
somebody
like that?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
How do you forgive somebody like that? How do you forgive somebody like that? I mean, just the story, it just brings back.
Of course, and when I think about it now, of course I am no longer that little girl back then. I wish on the wood right now. You know what I mean? So,
girl, what?
Let me tell you. Our next topic is going to be the after effects of domestic violence. Because let me tell you, George Roberts is the man himself. Because I wouldn't have dealt with me when he met me. I wouldn't have dealt with what I was taking him through when he met me. I was broken. I was mean. I was defensive. I was, what you said? You talking to me? You know what I mean? And don't know how.
So you just running up on big dude. Just running up on him. He just think you crazy.
Right.
Like, right.
Look.
He just mad you out of love. He showed enough love, G. He showed enough love. But listen,
he's
y'all. We're going to take a break for a minute. Y'all be right back. Just check out this little break that we got from Pastor Williams. And we'll be right back. We're talking with Miss Shonda Roberts, talking about I wish about what? From pain to purpose.
Okay.
Located in Miami, Florida. Looking down the path. Looking back over your shoulder as a grown omen, as my mama and grandmama used to say, an omen. We'll be back, y'all.
Yes.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio is now syndicated. Listen on the World Wide Web, Atlanta Mix Radio, Spreaker, YouTube, live stream, Facebook Live, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. Tune in locally on 1420 AM Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The call-in number is 470-231-1714 or 470-231-1225. We are WAMRDB, the woman station, the new look and feel of AM radio.
Your week. I know it's easy to spiral into a cycle of hopelessness when the storms of life set in. It's easy to doubt when the circumstantial evidence surrounding you points to failure. But in those daunting times, there are two words that can shift the course of your destiny and resurrect a seemingly dead situation. And those two words are, but God. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, loved us. I dare you today to use the but God disclaimer against any mountain and watch it be removed. Use it against any storm and watch the storm be still. Instead of placing a period at the end of your horror story, place the interjection but God and allow God to rewrite your ending. This is Pastor Sonia with your motivational moment to kickstart your week. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, welcome back. Welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio, WAMRDB, our digital broadcast. Domestic Violence Outreach with founder Ms. Tonda Roberts Payne the Purpose, located in Miami, Florida. We're sitting here waiting and talking about things that are so important. It's, domestic violence is a part of something that it's just been long going. Even past, you know, I'm sure right now you've had a chance to be able to laugh and joke. But looking back over the years of what you've had to go through and endure, have you had a story of an individual that really sticks in your mind since you started Paying the Purpose?
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Well, I mean, just somebody that's one. Just really, really unique without...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was one. There was this young girl. She was 19. And I'm trying to tell it without giving away too much. But she was there because she was a victim of domestic violence. Her boyfriend or her child's father had abused her or was attempting to. But she was giving me her story of how what happened to her a few years before, maybe 2 years before, her mom's boyfriend held them all hostage in the house. If I'm telling the story right, I believe he tortured their mom in front of her. I'm sorry. He tortured their mom in front of her, and he killed their mom in front of her, and I believe one of her brothers, if I'm not mistaken. That story stuck out to me because the cycle, you know what I mean? Because she saw her mom being abused. She ended up in an abusive relationship, but thankfully she did get out. But as she was telling the story, it was like her eyes were not, she was not there. Like, she still can't believe it happened, or she's numb to it. You know what I mean? Like, it really, the way she told the story was like.
Hello, lady.
Hello. Hey, Venus.
How you doing?
I'm good. Tareem, are you there? 1 second, Venus. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay. Hello, Tiffany. How you doing?
Tareem.
Yeah, I'm here. So
okay.
Wanted to have our guest to take her phone off her speaker because there's a lot of back feedback. So you need to come off a speaker or a mobile device. Okay, nope. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay,
Venus,
great.
Are you on speaker?
We have our guest on.
No, I'm not on speaker. I'm just already on hold.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Venus. Welcome to Atlanta Mix Radio. Hey, we're here.
Okay, how you
we're
doing?
We're here, Ms. Miller. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Go ahead. I don't know. You know, you waiting on me to say something.
I'm here just waiting on y'all. Y'all tell me what I want to do.
I thought Kareema was going to talk to you. I can't take her. I swear.
You got to know it. I ain't nothing right about me at all.
I'm sorry. I was waiting on Kareema to say something. Okay. Good evening, Venus. Thank you for joining us tonight. How are you, my love?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. Okay. Venus is a psychiatric nurse practitioner. I don't know all of her credentials because she has like a million of them, but she is thebomb.com. She's also a survivor of child domestic violence. Venus, welcome to the show, and go ahead and introduce yourself as well.
Thank you. I introduced myself as family. I introduced myself as an advocate.
I introduce myself as a person that has went through domestic violence as a child and is a survivor, and reaching back to tell others they can survive and to get the tools they need so that their lives can be, you know, prosperous, and that you don't stay in that victim mode too long. It's a whole process, but it really is important that we, in this time that we're in, stop the secrecy, stop not talking about it, because after domestic violence, I tell people all the time, if I had to say anything to my mother, I would tell her, "Mommy, please don't stay." I said that in ignorance when I was a little girl. As I got older, I began to learn why she stayed, the difficulty of domestic violence. And to the nation, I want to say that when children are inside of domestic violence, they do grow. They're very silent when they're little, but they do grow. And they can grow into things that are very detrimental to them, cause them to make poor choices. There's a lot of depression and anxiety and a lot of things that go along with it. And that if they don't get help, they can get into other things. I'm a girl of five children, and I'm the only girl. And each one of us suffered differently. One of my brothers suffered and still does suffer from some mental issues from that, because he was the oldest child. Other brother suffered from alcoholism. Me, myself, I suffer with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, divorces, poor relationships, and all those things. So if we don't get help for it, if someone doesn't help us, we go on to repeat the same behavior and go on to do things that are really not appropriate. So what I'm saying is that domestic violence is real, takes the lives of many, and even when the lives are not taken, the women that stay here, they get broken, they're despondent. And it's as if they don't have a help, they get victimized twice. And so the children, like myself, again, I today am a family and psychiatric nurse practitioner, but that was a long road before I got there. I never found myself physically abusing anyone, but I found myself mentally unstable and mentally and really needing help, making poor decisions, and a whole bunch of whole list of things. And both of my brothers went on to abuse their wives, that both of them did. So the behavior is another behavior that can be repeated. I found myself, because I didn't have the covering of a father and the leadership of a mother, that I found myself lost in relationship. I found myself being used and using others. I found myself in marital relationships, all kind of relationships, until there was a breaking point that I got help. I found God, and I believe, and I begin to heal from the inside out. You know, one of the books that I wrote is called Healed. It's about helping people be real with themselves. I'm a 501(c). It's time to talk for real about the issues that we have, and then to heal from them so we can go back and heal somebody else. So that's me in a nutshell, and that's what I do every day. So.
Okay, Kareem, you want to take over?
I don't know if you want to ask questions from there.
Right. Karima?
I don't know why they keep talking. Demonica, can you? Demonica. We have Demonica Ryan on with us from St. Paul, Minnesota. She's a new one to the team, so she don't really know how it really goes. You don't. Do I throw y'all in the middle of the river and tell y'all to swim or what?
Yes. She's good for that, isn't she? Karima always coming up with a surprise. How are you, ladies, this evening?
Good evening. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
I'm fine. Yes, hi. How are you? I'm just listening into your conversation there.
Okay.
I myself is, I am a domestic abuse survivor as well.
Okay.
And everything that the lady, I'm sorry, your name again?
Ms. Venus Miller.
Okay. Everything that you said is very true. Part of the reason what Karima knows that I've been dealing with this knee injury was from a domestic that happened back in 93.
Wow.
I had 5 screws in my right knee from my son's dad.
Wow.
I stayed into that relationship for eight and a half long years. Wow. And it was crazy. I'd had my good days. There was times that I had to go sing on the stage where I would put makeup on to where you couldn't tell I had a black eye.
My God.
And
my God.
And perform.
I understand. It's funny that you say that because that's what we do in domestic violence. We put on makeup and we perform. That's what the children do. And then for so long, I performed the whole time until at one point I had a break. And those breaks in children and the adult can cause somebody else's life or your own or just cause a devastation. And so that's why I tell people when things are happening with domestic violence, they need to be taken care of then. You know, in our population, a lot of African-Americans too, we do this hiding thing. What happens in the house stays in the house. Well, you know, to what extent? You know, and then how much abuse am I going to take? And then in my mother's situation, it wasn't that ain't nobody know, sisters. They knew. They knew. But sometimes the family covers. My father's answer to me was, I asked my father before he passed away, why did you kill my mother? His first answer was, I didn't know. And I believed him because he had that snap in his brain. The other thing was that he witnessed his mother being beat. And his ultimate answer was, but she didn't die. People really believe that you will hit somebody in a certain place and they don't die. I'm so glad that Ms. Rhonda made it out. I'm so glad because she's the only representation of my mother I know. What I mean by that, I can identify with her that my mother must have been going through with that because as a child I became angry. Why didn't you fight? Why didn't you leave? How you gonna punk me out like that? I ain't gonna be soft. So I became a man and a woman, meaning not that I like girls, but I was so tough. There wasn't nobody getting through, which blocked my own blessings. I couldn't stay very long to save my life. But then there was a time I had to look at me. And I told Shawnee this, Ms. Roberts this, listen, there's a time you have to look at you. How long you going to let that thing? It already broke me. I already lost. But I want to give back now. It's time to have power. I did not tell anybody. I don't still cry. I still want my mama to this day. But there are some things that are not going to change. So am I going to be a mother that affects my children? Am I going to continue to abuse? Am I never going to be married? Am I never going to be successful? No. It's time to get up and do it. But at the same time, I deal with those issues and some of the long-term effects of it, but I don't let it overtake me. That's the only difference. But I still have my name. I still even get upset like, God, man, why this got to be my ministry? I told somebody I was going there. I said, I love y'all. I do. And I'm glad that you guys are listening. But I really prefer that my mother was here. I really do, to be speaking to you. This is not a glamorous thing. This is not something, oh, yeah, I really had joy doing. I believe this is my purpose in life, to go back and get somebody so that women stop being abused and that children stop being affected. I'm only one person, but I can reach out to the next person. We can join together and tell the story for real and get things done for real. We need help out here. It's crazy. So that is my reason. And I will do it to the day I die.
And you know, I was going to say, you're very, this is Karima. I'm going to say something and y'all will be on y'all show right now. Hello. So all these different, okay, so everybody that's listening, we're talking with the people that's on the panel tonight is the founder, Ms. Shawnda Roberts of Pain to Purpose, located in Miami, Florida. And then we have our guest, Ms. Venus Miller, who's a psychiatric nurse practitioner, RN, with a lot of admissions, BSN, MSN, ARNT, FNT, BC, PHHNT-BC, DNT. Okay.
Yes,
and then then I have the Monica Flies, which is our director of programming out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Ms. Miller, you're in Miami as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then you have myself as the moderator. But this is going to be a quick show tonight, and I apologize, everybody. But as I've been saying, but I am a survivor of a child survivor of domestic violence. I personally watched for years my father assault my mother until he turned his assault on me and my sister. So this is why it's so important for me. It means so much. I think this is a part of the therapy part for me to be able to have a voice you know,
yes,
to the world and be able to kind of check things in. Now, he's dead, gone, and grave. And I'm not saying to be funny, but he still ain't dead inside me because I suffer from the same thing that you suffer from. You know, depression, different relationships, just a whole bunch of stuff. And it does make a lot of sense for me. And so, you know, I will say this much on my behalf and on behalf of my mom and my sister, but my father never hit my brother. But he beat me and my sister and my mother.
Wow. And that's so
and to this day, my brother has a very quiet spirit. I don't think he's ever hit anybody, but I know that he's really reserved and, you know, just kind of reserved kind of fella. But, you know, as you said, I've watched him, and I ain't really scared of him, but he live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I just hit him in the throat. But anyway, so we're talking about I used to beat him. Anyway, so I used to beat him. But we definitely want to just kind of let everybody know what we're doing at Atlantis Radio here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. This is a every Tuesday, we will be on our digital broadcast, and then we're on Monday through Friday, our morning show, and then we'll be doing our digital broadcast and stuff. So this is something that we're going to continue to do. So I just want to invite you back as our panel grows. I ask people to tell your friends to join us. You can call in at 516-387-1251 and spread the word about what the Woman Station does. But we definitely want to make sure people tune in to Ms. Shonda's show because I'm just on here. I'm just the board operator.
She don't have a wool.
You'll be all right. DeMarcus, don't tell her. I'm going to change numbers. You'll be all right.
I really appreciate you. I appreciate you for the platform, Kareem. I really do. Because a subject that people don't want to talk about. They don't speak about it. They won't act like it didn't happen. And it has the only way that people are going to be aware of it is if we talk about it. You know what I mean? Kids are coming up now. If we put it on the forefront and let them know what's going on, and if we help our kids, we'll have less abused and hurt and broken adults. We have to start now while they're young.
And you are absolutely right on that because by myself, you know, I thought I got out of the situation. I mean, I've had a very rough life. You know, I was adopted, and my mother that adopted me was very abusive to me. So after that, I ended up being with, you know, a person who was abusive. And I thought that I would get out of, you know, I stayed into it because I wanted to have a family for one because I'm adopted and I wanted to make it work, but you know, I just didn't want to start over, and I wanted to make it right, you know, to be with my son's father. It took me 8.5 years to leave that situation, and I honestly wish in my heart that I wished I would have left a long time ago because I myself, my son that's seen that, I hate to say he has some of those ways as a father.
And
I try to address to him that that's not right. That's not normal. It's not right to do these things. I thought he would turn the opposite of not being like that.
They said, Venus, I promise you, I'll never hit. And they said, when they got into the relationship, it was like something on them, whatever that means in English, that it's just like they did it. And then after they did it, like, this is how my dad did this. It really is generational. And it's a person. If you want to go spirit, it's a doggone demonic one that travels. You know, and if we don't kill it at the root, my kids don't have any of those traits. My brother's kids either, but the two above him have it. And then they go on, they got wives too, and guess what happens? They just abuse it. That's three generations.
Yes, it is. And he is getting help for it. But
good. Thank God. Thank God. I see the women sometimes, I mean, they come out and say, how can a woman kill her children? I remember one time, and it's so sad, I got so bad. I had to be like 27, 28. And at that time, my husband, at that time, I had already had an injury. So you go in trying to get rid of the injury, okay, I'm going to have a family, whatever. And he keeps from being my best friend and get a pregnant. So I had a breakdown. And all I can think is if I kill my kids and I kill myself, we ain't got to be here. That's how bad it was.
I thought about that too.
Come on. I'm not going to leave them here for y'all to hurt them again. So I might as well kill them and kill me and we'll be all right. That's what I thought. And that's how bad my mind was. Hey, bless it. All right. That's how bad my mind was. And then God told me on that day, and I said, hey, this is the place I'm talking to you. You will live and not die because you have purpose. I said, purpose for what? I don't have no mother, no father. I ain't got no, I can't even get my relationship right. What is my purpose here? That I just keep getting hurt. When you get that to your mind, that's when people go to drugs. So I see women sometimes in my psychiatric practice, I'm telling you they got stories just like us, but they couldn't do it. They can't do it. They got needles in their arms. They got HIV, STD. They hurting their own children. Why? Because that pain is really good. It's great. Meaning that it's so hard. It's not even my physical scars. It's my mind. That's why people shoot themselves in the head. Because if I can just take my brains out, everything will be better. Man, it's even deeper than that. You've got to make sure their minds are right. So I take it serious. I tell my story and I say, I'm serious. Because the difference with me is that people look at me and they see my degree. And unless I open my mouth, you won't know that I'm a victim. So I'm the same woman that would marry one of your sons and kill him. I'm the same woman that had a child and then kill a child. Because I look so good. Don't let the looks fool you. Don't be the people that can really hurt other people. So, yeah, it's a matter of the mind. So, I know y'all show is not going to be long, but I just wanted to introduce myself, and you will hear me over and over again. I'm here for you if you need me. I'm here for you for consultation if you need me. And that's the call of my life. My next thing is really making sure people have a place to live. That's the other sad thing I was talking to Ms. Roberts. We go ahead and we give them stuff, and we have conferences, and we talk about it. But the truth is, where do these people go?
Right.
There is no housing for these
people. Right.
That's why they end up going back. No,
now, here in Minnesota, we... Here in Minnesota, I can honestly say here, I've worked with ex-Senator Paul Wellstone. Every year in October, I always contribute to the Domestic Abuse Project in October when he was alive. But we have battered women's shelters here in the Twin Cities. We call it the Twin Cities because of Minneapolis and St. Paul that helps women. As myself, I've been there to start all over. It's a hard thing. What people don't understand, too, is you get so accustomed of having, you know, sometimes we get caught up, too, not only just in the relationship, but saying, I have to walk away from my house and everything that I work for and everything that I live for to obtain these things. I walked away. It took me five times. Five times. On the last time I prayed on it, I walked away. I never went back. I didn't have nothing. I left my house, everything. Went to the battered women's shelter and got me some help. Went through some counseling and started all over. So I'm just saying to the women, don't be afraid to walk away. Because that's just material stuff.
That's
that
hard.
Comes and goes.
I know. That's mindset, too. It's so hard. It's not that. So I do understand now. Here in Miami, we do have the shelters. But the thing is, Ms. Roberts, they're always full. I want somewhere they can go that is nice, that is clean, they can take their children. And I think it just needs to be a big project here in Miami, and I talked to Ms. Roberts about it because I'm not trying to be the dead horse. I don't want you to feel sorry about my story. I just don't want nobody else to go through it. That's all. That's the end of that. Nobody else. That's enough. So I thank y'all so much for allowing me to come on. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for sharing. I thank you for being transparent. I thank you, Shonda, for allowing me to come on. It's a blessing. Again, I'm here for you guys. Yes, I'm here for you. So,
my information, Sean, you can give my direct, you can have my direct number. When you get off the line, you can have a direct number for me. You can call me, you can chat, and anything we can do together, I'm here for you.
Give them your Venus website, public, how they can reach you.
I'm VenusMiller.com. You go on there, and everything is on there. You can also email me at VenusMiller@gmail.com. VenusMillerInPeace@gmail.com. You can look me up on Facebook, Venus Miller, and inbox me. Everything is there. Everything I've done, my books are there, my workshops are there. Of course, my credentials are there, but I tell you all about my credentials, and I tell you and tell the world, credentials are awesome. That's good. But there's nothing in my credentials that is better or greater than me putting my hands on something, being active and transforming somebody's life, even if it's just one word. So the credentials, of course, my education, that's awesome. That's awesome. But my achievement in my life is to help somebody else and to help the children, to have keep their mother, to keep their father, keep their parents, to grow our children, to have healthier children, and that domestic violence is totally eradicated. Not stopped. I don't even like that word. I need it eradicated. Goodbye. Go. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Venus Miller. We will be having you back on again, I'm sure. Ms. Kareem, are you there?
Let me just make this clear one more time. You would not be on if I'm not there. I might be doing other things, but yes, I am here. Because you see, still in America. Kareema, are you there? No, I'm here. I just try to stay out of everybody's way.
Okay.
So, you guys, we are listening to Child Survivor of Domestic Violence, Pain to Purpose, our guest, Ms. Venus Miller. She has a lot of abbreviations. She has a book out. Didn't know that part. But she's going to be on next week. So we're going to bring her back next week. And then we're asking other people that want to join the panel, just give us an email, like us on Facebook, but also go to our website at AtlantaMixRadio.com. And send us an email and all of that. And then you can just call in at 516-387-1251. But you definitely, if you are down in the Miami area, please contact Pain to Purpose, located in Miami, Florida, which is with Ms. Shonda Roberts. And her outreach is awesome. Awesome outreach. Outreach in her ministry, because this is a ministry. And so we want to thank Mr. Monica Fly for sharing her transparency and talking about things that a lot of women don't want to talk about. You got to have the strength to be able to share. And so this is the most important thing with us and being able to have these type of dialogues on, at nighttime. And it's great to be able to do this. And I thank everybody. I thank God for allowing me to be able to chase down the new year, chase down the end of this year, because I don't believe in the next year right now. I believe in giving birth to what I carried for 9 months, and I'm on my way to the hospital to give birth to this whole thing that we call Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station. The new look and feel of radio, women helping women, women supporting women, women educating women, you know. So, Shonda, can we have some closing remarks from you?
Get out. If you're in an abusive relationship and you need help, find a friend, call the national, let me get the national abuse hotline number. You can call my number. I will get you in touch with them. But definitely, if you're in an abusive relationship, get help and get out. I have left my relationship over 16 years ago, and I'm still suffering from the effects of it because I didn't get out in time. But it's not too late for you. It's not too late for your children. Get out. Don't ever stay in a relationship because you think your kids need to see their parents together. Your kids do not need to see their mom getting beat on by their dad or vice versa. So if you're in an abusive relationship, get out. The National Domestic Abuse Hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. You can reach us at Pain to Purpose. Our phone number is 305-791-8417. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pain2Purpose76, and our website is Pain2Purpose76.org. And again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. Thank you.
Monica, any closing remarks?
Just basically to get out of that situation. It's never too late to start over. It's just material things and just get a fresh start on your life.
All right, you guys. We thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Child Survivor of Domestic Violence, Pain to Purpose, on our digital broadcast with our guest, Ms. Venus Miller, RN, BSN, all those abbreviations, and the founder of Pain to Purpose, located in Miami, Florida, and Mr. Monica Fly, located in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I'm here in the ATL, where it's really cold. Not 60 degrees cold.
Oh, we won't talk about cold.
All right, y'all, we're going to get about it. Thank you all so much.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.